This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday. Hall of Famer, the logo Jerry West, will join us coming up. They're champions in the paint and in the pocket and showing off their skills on the green. The Stars are out in Lake Tahoe. The American Century Championship, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC and Peacock, coming up this weekend. It is a Meat Friday. The Traeger Grill's fired up, and so are we, because Tyler, the creator, has Skirt State Street Tacos, loaded grilled chicken tacos, and pulled pork nachos. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Marvin's Cookout Playlist. It's our favorite TV theme shows, songs. Todd had the Jefferson.
I did.
He had the Jefferson. Seton had Succession. Marvin had Family Ties, and he loved Family Ties because of...
It's the whitest show with the blackest theme song.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Mike in D.C. just chimed in that Succession also may be the whitest show with the blackest theme song.
Ooh.
Just for a little more modern update. Okay. It's possible.
Okay. Yes, Marv.
Oh, sorry. Seton had two.
Oh, what was the other one?
It was this right here.
Ted Lasso. Okay. Let's go, Ted.
Wait, it's the greatest theme song for a TV show?
Yep. See, everybody immediately goes nostalgia, and they forget how important modern TV show theme songs are. They're like a whole other piece of the show now. And they're very much overlooked because, like, yeah, like, everybody knows the Jeffersons was great. We all grew up at the same time. Of course they are. But there's other ones that are happening right now that are phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Is the Ted Lasso theme song original for that show, or was it a song that they borrowed?
I think it's original for that show. It's the dude from, was it Marcus Mumford?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Big soccer fan. Yep, Marcus Mumford.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they wrote it just for that. Huh. And I know the Succession one was just for that, too.
Okay. By the way, we have added a couple of new affiliates. I mentioned Anchorage, Alaska, Augusta, Georgia, and State College, Pennsylvania, Fox Sports 98.7. My thanks to the GM, Sam Jordan, there, the new all-sports format. We are closing in on 400 cities around America that carry this program. So does Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch this program. The radio affiliates, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. And we say good morning to those folks who are listening, those who are watching, those who are chatting on Chat Row. Poll question for the final hour of this program. It's going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, let me update you from last hour.
Okay.
Come August, Shohei Ohtani will be in L.A. or other. Right now, other has 53% of the vote.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, L.A. could mean the Dodgers, could mean the Angels staying there. If you said Southern California, then you could throw in the Padres. Buster Olney of the Mothership was on last hour, and he said, here's a team that nobody's talking about. The Tampa Bay Rays could get in on this. Okay, if you paid Shohei Ohtani $60 million, I think their payroll is $73 million. I mean, I guess you have a little bit of room to work with, but imagine that. Everybody over here makes $73 million. This guy over here makes $60 million.
Can he play another position? Like well, a couple more?
Yeah. You know, when you're not pitching, not DHing, we're going to need you to play a couple other positions there. So Jerry West will join us coming up. Baseball starts up tonight. You got the big marquee matchup, the Mets against the Dodgers here. NFL training camps open up on Tuesday. The Open Championship is next week at Royal Liverpool. And Wimbledon this weekend, the finals of Wimbledon. Some phone calls in here. Ryan in Queens, New York. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
DP, you know I'm down in Queens, so I can always come up to the
man. Oh, okay.
Listen, with the NBA's new in-season cup, that idea clearly comes from soccer leagues. Personally, I love it. But my question to you is, what other ideas would be cool if we implemented from soccer into North American sports, whether it be promotion and relegation in college football? Personally, I would love to get your thoughts on the loan system. Like if you were deep at the running back position and someone needed a running back, could you loan out a running back for a season to get some playing experience? What would you like to be implemented in North American sports? Thanks, D.
I like relegation. I just because I'm more interested in soccer, the Premier League, that day than any other day, just to see the fan bases and what it means. Did you see where it's at Jordan Spieth is Debo Samuel or no, Russell Westbrook, Jordan Spieth, aren't they investing in Leeds United?
Yeah, Leeds United, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas.
Okay.
I just saw Russell Westbrook and somebody else, another basketball player I saw too.
Yeah, getting into and then LeBron's already in as an investor.
Yeah, Liverpool for years.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
How about the rule, like in soccer, when they put the yellow card or red card in the face of the person that committed the penalty? It didn't work out well for Orlando Brown in his eye socket. But you throw the penalty, instead of just randomly on the ground, you throw it at the person that made the foul. Throw it right at his head.
Well, they sort of – no, that's not good. They sort of throw it in the general vicinity.
Yeah, that's the problem, the general vicinity. I want to see the guy that made the penalty get hit with the flag.
Well, how about we use like paintball guns, and then you just you shoot them with a yellow paintball. Who's the penalty on? Ow! Yeah. You!
That guy.
Yeah.
How many times was this guy holding? He's got like 9 spots all over his jersey.
Yeah, your tackle with the Broncos would have a yellow jersey.
Garrett Bowles, thank you.
Yes, Ball.
In soccer, the goalkeepers wear a different color jersey, right? Different color kit. What if quarterbacks wore a completely different color? They do like they do in practice. Mm. How would that go over? Mm. Probably not good.
I mean, it's getting to that point.
Right. It's almost, I'm surprised they didn't suggest that.
Yeah, I guess. Relegation is really interesting because of the financial impact of if you get relegated or you get promoted and what that means for you. Jim in Laguna Beach. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Two things I want to give you a little interesting Shohei take as an Orange County guy here. But before that, one of my favorite sports figures, I know one of your favorite people. Have you seen the, I believe it's a brand new 30 for 30 on the luckiest man in the world, Bill Walton?
Yeah, we've talked about that. I saw that a couple of weeks ago, and having been very familiar with Bill's life, and I think we were the first show that had him on where he talked about committing suicide because he was in so much pain with all the surgeries with his back. But I it's well done, and I'm glad that Bill is in a better place. Because for a long time he was not, but he's a gift. He's one of my favorite players. When he was healthy, he's as good as anybody I ever saw, who understood the game at both ends. Yes, Marv.
I don't think there's anybody I've ever seen express their passion for the game of basketball like Bill Walton.
Dick Vitale. Yeah, Dickie V. I'd put him up there, and he's had a tough week because the cancer is back with Dickie V. What else do you have, Jim?
Can I say something about Shohei?
Sure.
Could you see a scenario, and I don't know if there's a precedence for this. So first off, everybody in Orange County wishes Artie Moreno would sell the team. That was their biggest failure in the offseason when he teased us all. Could you see a scenario? Let's say Shohei wants to stay with the Angels, but as the season goes by and they start to fall out of it, could you see a scenario where they have an understanding or agreement where he does want to stay with the Angels, but he agrees to be traded? The Angels get a mini haul for him, and then in the offseason, he just re-signs with them as a free agent?
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it has to be nefarious here. Yeah, Paulie?
I know what he's saying. Like, Shohei says, hey, I'm going to stay, and to help bolster our roster, trade me the Dodgers, get their whole farm system, and I'll sign back with you in 3 months.
Yeah.
That would be something that I think the Dodgers would contemplate as they're trading for him and say, like you said, we can't trade for you unless you agree to a $600 million 10-year deal.
Yeah, there's no way if I'm the Dodgers and I go, all right, here's our farm system, come on in, join us for a pennant stretch, and then all of a sudden, you know, when the World Series ends, Ohtani goes, hey, thanks, but I'm going back to the Angels. Because the Dodgers would be crazy if you're going to make any team. You're going to offer, and then all of a sudden, you're not going to have any guarantee? Nah, can't do that. Dave in California. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, your caller just took my idea, because that's what the Yankees did with Aroldis Chapman with the Cubs.
Yeah.
The Cubs won their World Series. You know, the Yankees got Gleyber Torres and some of the top prospects. And in the offseason, he went back to the Yankees.
Yeah, this is different than Aroldis Chapman. It worked out for the Cubs there. But, you know, with Ohtani, with this amount of money, you're going to want assurances that he's going to sign with you long term. If not, then you don't get the pack. You don't get the haul. You know, then the Angels would be like, all right, we're going to trade you, wink, wink, and then we're going to get all these prospects back. Well, you're not going to get those prospects because you're not going to give up that much unless you get the guarantee that Ohtani is in for the long haul. Tommy in Louisiana. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey there. Hey, I've got a question about Ireland, but before I do, I have a quick request, or I want to say something to Seton.
Oh.
I'm actually sitting here watching the show on Peacock with my wife, who is not feeling well today, so I took a day off from work, and we're watching, and she reminded me that, and she's a big fan as well, but her favorite show or her favorite moment from any of you guys' shows is when y'all had the guy on whose, I think, uncle was passing away, and one of his last requests was something about, you know, your show or something like that, and y'all had a hilarious bit about that. So I would request at some point that if y'all could replay that. That is one of my all-time favorite moments as well. But
well, we'll see if Marvin can find that. Marvin, do you have that?
Just one more thing before I go.
I'm looking.
Okay. Call in and say, suck it back, Row.
We'll see if we can find that for you, Tommy, after Jerry West joins us.
Yeah.
What was your question about Ireland?
Yes, actually, my wife and I were looking for a vacation, so we're going to go to Ireland, and we're going to see Notre Dame in the football game, and just wanted to know if there was any details as to, you know, when you guys are going to have your three-day show there, and because we would, if we're allowed, we would love to come and watch.
I don't think you'll be able to watch, but we'll have a meet and greet somewhere in Dublin. Maybe a tailgate before the game on Saturday. But we'll let you know. Anybody who comes over to Ireland for the football game, we'll let you know where we're going to be. And hopefully we can have a meet and greet there. Nick in Indianapolis. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 58135. So my wife and I recently worked a summer camp here in Indiana called Midwest Summer Camp, and we're counselors, but we also are in charge of a team. All the kids are broken into different teams. And so the first day we're trying to figure out what's our cheer going to be the whole week. And my wife, who she's not, I wouldn't say she's a fan of the show. She just jumps in and she says, hey, how about we do, I'll say, who's got it better than we do? And you all repeat and say, nobody. And that cheer stuck. I mean, the kids loved it. They went back home, and we see them on social media. They're still kind of calling out that cheer to each other. So just kind of a cool story. I thought I'd share on Meat Friday.
Well, you know what would have been a cooler story if you said your wife likes the show. You said, she doesn't really like the show, but then she steals our cheer. So, Nick.
She listens to it whenever I've got it on.
I got it. You're forcing it on her. Yes.
But see, even people who don't like the show, we're still making a positive impact on Dan. That's the real message you should be taking away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
We don't have to be negative.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, Paul.
We encourage people who don't like the show to listen because there's probably lots of them and they would help our ratings.
You do meet people sometimes. They're like, I hate you, but I listen every day. And I go, okay.
It is weird when they say it to your face. I kind of respect, like, yeah. I've had people walk up and say, yeah, you're really annoying, dude, but man, you guys have a fun show.
Yeah. All right, more phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. Jerry West will join us on the program back after this. King's Hawaiian, making Slider Sunday the next great weekly mealtime ritual. Perfect way to enjoy your summer. It always feels like I need to change my voice when I'm talking about King's Hawaiian because the great slider combinations, and it all starts with King's Hawaiian, whether it's the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or the perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. They also have inspiration, recipe inspirations, kingshawaiian.com. Let's say you want to make the bacon cheeseburger sliders. We're talking about a burger patty, bacon, caramelized onions, topped with American cheese, all on the OG King's Hawaiian sweet roll. Unbelievable. So, however you're enjoying your summer, barbecuing with friends, getting together with family, King's Hawaiian wants you to make Sunday Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. KingsHawaiian.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's the first one I remember. As Seton was saying, you know, we're nostalgic when it comes to this. But I just remember this, and it was so impactful because it was such a huge show at the time. Happy Days was another one that had a great theme song as well. But Seton says we're sleeping on the newer shows with their theme songs.
Like even somebody had mentioned on Twitter that nobody brought up The Sopranos. That theme song was a big deal.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. But we immediately go back to the ones from when, you know, we were kids or something like that. But there's great ones happening right now.
Yeah.
White Lotus?
Yes, Mar.
My second pick was going to be Maud.
It was not going to be Maud.
Mary Tyler Moore, though.
Yes. Oh, you're going to make it after all. Man, I was in love with Mary Tyler Moore. What a great show. Yes, Mark.
And I was in love with Maud, so. Bonnie Godiva was it?
Yes, Paul.
I like The Wire, like when the neck comes on. That's another one I don't skip forward. I kind of like let the song play out a little bit.
I'd love to be able to witness the process of what are you trying to capture? You know, because we see these, music, the theme songs for movies. And how they stay with you. There's certain, songs or, the Jaws theme. I think that was a tuba. Does that sound right? The Jaws?
I thought it was, I remember seeing John Williams, the conductor on 60 Minutes, and he did it on the end of a piano. He just starts going doom, 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 doom. He was showing people how he came
up. I think it's a bassoon, actually.
No, but for some reason, I thought it was a tuba.
An oboe.
Could we Google that?
Checking.
Just because I don't want people to be waiting for this answer.
Yeah, stay in your lane, Dan.
Well, no, if I'm wrong, I'll admit that. I just thought for some reason it was a tuba. Yeah, Pauline.
I've got six basses, four trombones, and a tuba.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
That's a walk-on.
Not a sousaphone, Dan, a tuba.
Yes.
A crocodile to an alligator.
He's the Hall of Famer, Clippers consultant, and 14-time All-Star Jerry West back on the program. Number two pick overall. How did you get the phone call to tell you you'd been drafted by the Lakers? Do you remember?
I didn't get a phone call. I was in college. And somebody came back, I believe, and that's a long time ago, Dan. Someone from the PR department from the West Virginia University came back and told me. I didn't even know till I guess the day after it happened.
Was there a competition with you and Oscar since Oscar was taken number one overall?
Well, I'd like to think there was when I first started in the league. He was so much advanced, more advanced than me. And I think that by playing in the Olympic Games together, it probably showed me that I had a way to go in terms to maybe get to where I could be considered maybe his equal or even as good as him. But his route there was a lot different. And he played from Indianapolis. He played there. He had a lot of great competition. So I didn't see that kind of competition, certainly not in college. And he's still one of the players I most admire most from my time during the NBA.
I want you to be the GM of the Angels. What would you do with Shohei Ohtani if you were running the Angels of trying to keep him or trade him at the trade deadline?
Oh, my goodness. That's an incredible question. You know, one of the things, Dan, I pay attention to all sports, and every once in a while, one of these iconic players comes into any sport, and you're actually enthralled by him. With him, he's one of the most unique players that I think I've ever seen in baseball from this perspective. Go out and pitch, bat. And I wonder if he would just take one side of the game and really concentrate on that. What would he really be? But my goodness, he's just an amazing. He's probably the most interesting player in the baseball for me. And I'm not a huge baseball fan until we get to World Series time.
Mm-hmm. But what do you do as a GM? Can you go talk to him or his agent to say, help me understand here. Do you want to stay? What kind of money are we talking about? If not, then I gotta trade you.
Well, I think that's a great question again, Dan. The last part of it, which I was going to answer, he's such a draw, Dan. You can't measure what he does for a team. In New York, you know, people come to see the Yankees. I mean, they're like the Dodgers. Their name is going to be there forever. But with him, my goodness, I would think his the way he attracts people, all kinds of people, and the closeness that that fans feel to him, he's one of those unique players. I would have a difficult time letting him go. I would very difficult time, and I would do anything in my power to keep him, simply because if you look at Los Angeles and particularly New York also, the diversity in the population, people from, you know, everywhere, he's a melting pot. Both cities are for people who have immigrated this country and established themselves.
So I would keep, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But if you know that he wants to test the market, then he's going to put you in a really delicate situation because you might end up losing him and not have anything to show for it.
Well, that's the other side of the equation. Dan, I think it's really important in regards to what you're doing when you run a team, establish close personal relationships with these people. Make sure they know how much you care about them and want them. There is something like a block there. He's Japanese at heart. And if you listen to him talk, you don't even know what he's even thinking sometimes. Yeah. He's so well coached in everything he does. But that would be the first thing. And you need honesty. And today, difficult to find in among agents and players, I think.
Talking to Jerry West, the Hall of Famer, what piece of advice would you give Victor Wembanyama after watching him play?
Just gain some weight. And he explains himself really well, Dan. He is unbelievably polished. I think after the first game I saw him play in the summer league, I would say I went there, maybe because of all the hype, I was expecting to see a little bit more. He gets up with the writers afterwards, and how many times do you see an athlete say, you know, I didn't play my best game. I think I'm going to get better going forward. Mostly there's it's hard to get some honest answers from players today because of the way they're taught, what they see with other athletes conducting themselves in front of a microphone. But he got up and he said, I'm going to get better going forward. He's fun. He got a smile on his face. But the way he will represent it, not only the Spurs, but the league, is that to me is what's going to make him really special beside of his ability.
Compare him at 19 with Kobe.
You know, I'm not really supposed to talk about other athletes, but Kobe was more advanced. You know, he wasn't that height. His body was bigger, but they both bring a different kind of excitement to the game. And I'm very hopeful that for the Spurs and particularly for the league, that he will be one of those players that will people want to come see play because of the uniqueness of his talent. And anything that's good for basketball and particularly the growth of the game, I'm all for it.
All right, I don't want you to get fined here, but I saw where James. James,
I'm gonna call Adam and tell him.
Yes, yeah, I'll call Adam and tell him. James Harden says that he wants to go to the Clippers.
I'm not going to get into that one, Dan.
You're not okay. That'll cost us if you talk about that.
That crosses the line. You know, players say a lot of things, Dan, but they really don't have control of where they go.
How important is Summer League, in your opinion, as a former GM?
I would say that you'd have to go back in time because we, back in time, there was, it first started here in Los Angeles, And one of the people that doesn't get enough credit for running the summer league, Warren Legarry, used to be a former agent, a great friend of mine, and he's done an incredible job. It started here in Los Angeles. It went to Long Beach, came back to L.A., and all of a sudden, here it is in Vegas. This is a training ground for the NBA teams. You have all these young coaches today, and certainly we need we're always looking for new coaches who can come in and breach a gap. But one time, coaches were recycled so much, Dan, and I think after a second time, at least, I would look at it and say, there's something wrong here. Let's get some of these new young coaches a chance. And there's some great coaches in our league, and there's been great coaches in the past. And secondly, it's a training ground for the officials. It's just amazing how all-encompassing this is, how it helps other teams, how it helps the NBA. Last but not least, who would ever have thought that we would have two sellouts in a big building to watch these kids play? It is popular. You go to Vegas, there's two, it's the ideal venue. There's a gym where the ladies play and a gym where the bigger gym where the men play. And it's just amazing what I've seen the league accomplished over these terms of time, but they're involved. And it's also, last but not least, people who want to see these young, very hyped players, they get a chance to watch every one of their games on TV. No one would have ever seen that before. And it's been tremendous.
Would the game be better if we took out the three-point line?
Well, Dan, I think in 1988, I'm going to give you a background. I believe in 1988, the Lakers won the championship that year. And I don't want to completely mess this up, but it's been a long time ago. I think we shot like 280 free throws and three-point shots in the course of a game during the regular season. A few more in the playoff. But that team was one of those unique teams that you don't see assembled together. It's just hard to do it today with so many different teams selecting every time in the draft. And if you can get a team that has really a unique talent set, there wouldn't be a lot. It wouldn't be the emphasis on the game to shoot all of these threes. I think sometimes, Dan, it just gets to the point where I'm a purist when it comes to watching teams play. I get very excited to watch, again, these rookies, but it gets to the point where passing, which is one of the most beautiful parts of basketball, it is not there anymore. You can get a 3-on-1 break. The guy with the ball, he always goes to the basket. And I would rather see passing, where crisp passing. And people want to see, obviously, the dunks and the three-point shots today, which we have a lot of players who are so athletic today that do that. But I enjoy the passing part of it. And if I'm watching a game, and particularly a young player comes in there and watching him throw these crisp passes, a coach is going to like that. But the game has changed, and it will change even more. I would say, do you think we're ever going to have a four-point shot? Who knows? Yeah. I would hope they would keep it where it is. But back to the 288 free throws. A team will do that a three-point shot. A team will do that maybe in six games now.
Yeah.
So it's part of the repertoire. We're seeing people that work on their shooting so much. I mean, you see kids 6'8", 6'9", 7 feet shooting out there. I would prefer, as I say, just a little bit more game where the coaches have some control to try to make their team more competitive. Bad shots will cost you 2 points at least on the other end today.
Who's in your starting five? You, and then who else is in the backcourt with you? Who's your big man?
In 1970.
No, right now. If looking back, who would be your, who's in the backcourt with you?
Oh my gosh, Dan, it would be, I wouldn't put my name in that era. I would love to play in this era with everything.
You got your all-time team.
My all-time team.
You can take whoever you want.
Well, there's three players that would be on there right away, okay?
Yeah.
One of them presently playing, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. I would take those three players because the uniqueness of the game today is because it's almost a positionless league. Those three players would fit in incredibly beautifully. All of them could play probably three positions, and they have. But the greatness of them as players drives other people. They're the people that get it done when it counts most. And the rest of them, I could probably do 10, but I'm not going to go there.
Well, who's your big man? Who's your big man?
I'm not going there. there's so many of them. I mean, there's so many of them. My goodness, you know, you go back to when I played. And again, Dan, that's a long time ago. You had three players, Chamberlain,
Russell,
Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon, Bill Walton when he wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss someone, and I do apologize to the others that I forgot, but didn't suspect you were going to ask me that question.
Do you care where you're ranked in basketball history? We see like the top 10, and you know Steph Curry might eventually be a top 10 player of all time, or Kevin Durant. Do you care?
No, Dan. I don't live in the past. I've been one of those people that fortunate enough that. I guess my ego is not big enough to even care about that stuff. I was just happy that I had to that I had a chance to play when the league was growing, when it was like a like a high school game when you went in the gymnasium. Some of the incredibly funny stories that happened when you traveled in. You traveled and coached with two 7-footers on our team. to even watch them try to. Sleep on planes. Some guys can just go right to sleep. And one of my fondest memories of one of those, Leroy Ellis, the late Leroy Ellis, he would get on a plane. He was asleep before the plane went off, before it took off, and he was asleep when it landed. But he always had this gigantic blanket over his head. I have no idea how he ever did that.
How did Wilt get on these planes?
Well, as I say, you got on some way somehow, and players were very resilient there, and there was no money in the league, and you did really play because you liked the competition. I think for all of us who played during that era, a lot of players who, and there's not a lot of players still living from that era. Knock on wood, I'm still standing, so to speak. A few of them, very envious and jealous of the salaries that players are making today. That has never bothered me one bit. I just feel fortunate that I had a chance to play, and people thought I was pretty good, I guess, when you get named to one of the top 75 players.
Yeah.
It's just been an unbelievable journey for me, so to speak, to come from a real small place, play at West Virginia, my home state, which I still love today, and to play for one team. And it wasn't a team of my choice. I was drafted.
Yeah.
And you had no rights to go anywhere else other than wear that uniform unless they wanted to get rid of you. There's no equality for players then, that's for sure.
Did I ever tell you the story? You guys came into Cincinnati and the Royals beat you, and I got your autograph, and I got Bill Sharman. I got everybody but Wilt. And Wilt sat in the first seat on the bus. And after the game, I saw him there. He didn't sign my autograph. I walked on the bus. I took one step up, and I said, Mr. Chamberlain, would you sign my autograph? And he stood up, and he said, get the F off the bus. And that was my encounter with Wilt.
Well, that was probably not what you expected, I'm guessing.
It was great.
Today, not only the security guard, but the entrance to the bus is really protected because usually under arena.
Oh, but yeah.
Things have really changed.
I wouldn't have had a chance to say hello. I wouldn't have gotten even close, but I never got Wilt's autograph there. Got everybody else's. Your penmanship, beautiful. Gorgeous.
Well, when I was a kid in school, I used to be a I'd win the penmanship awards. And today I certainly wouldn't do it. That's for sure.
It's great to catch up with you. Hope you're feeling well. And thanks for joining us as always.
Anytime, Dan. Just don't want to ask those tough questions.
I know.
Be fine. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure you call the commissioner. Thank you so much.
That's Jerry West, Hall of Famer. Yeah, I've gotten a few people fined for asking them questions. But he works with the Clippers, but James Harden says he wants to play for the Clippers. And that's one thing. And then, you know, you start to think about, can I ask him about Ja Morant? No, I can't. LeBron James? No, I can't. And then I thought, you know, let me not make it about today's game. Yes, Pauline.
And then you ask about all-time teams. He's got to go through all the Lakers. Because if he puts on one Laker and leaves off another Laker.
I know.
That's great.
It's a Meat Friday. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll see what we're bringing off the Traeger Grills after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Final results of the poll question there, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Dan, where is Shohei going to end up come this August?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 53% of the audience have him outside of the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to have Jerry West on. And I can remember the gold stripe Adidas that he wore when I got his autograph in 1972. So you had the white Adidas, and they were not the shell toe. They were a leather toe. They were what the pros wore. And he had these, Adidas stripes were the Laker gold. Man, he looked awesome in those uniforms. Love that. Yeah, Paul.
When did basketball shoes switch from cons, the typical cons that were canvas or, you know, and become more leather?
Probably in the early 70s, because I remember a lot of guys wore Converse, and then it changed early 70s when they went with Adidas. Adidas could have taken over the basketball world. It was just, you know, Nike came in and they got Mike, and then things changed. But I remember Adidas was really big. Clyde Frazier had his Pumas.
I've got a picture from the 1972 NBA Finals, and the Lakers are celebrating. And there's a lot of Adidas leather, and Wilt Chamberlain still has the old school cons.
Yeah. He wore high top white ones.
That's right.
Bill Russell wore low cut black Converse. Yeah, it was good. A lot of fun back then. But I just remember I was not going to see Wilt. You know, I'm just a kid, and I'm thinking, I got all the Lakers autographs. I had all the New York Knicks. I had Maravich. I had all the Atlanta Hawks. I had all of these, Earl Monroe, the Baltimore Bullets. Everybody who came to town had all their autographs. I didn't get Wilt Chamberlain. And he's right there. He's like 10 feet away, sitting in the front row. They just lost, I think, 115-112. And I'm going, I'm never going to see Wilt Chamberlain again. Walked on the bus, took one step. He stood up, goes, get the F off the bus. I said, okay. And my friends, Zeke Campbell, Bill Richardson, what'd he say? I said, he told me to get the F off the bus. And they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, Marv.
So you never saw Wilt Chamberlain again?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I saw him in New York years later when I was working for CNN, and he was there promoting volleyball, and I told him the story. And then he said, do you want my autograph now? And I said, no. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Dude, the thought crossed your mind that you would double down on the bus to say, you know, as soon as you sign my thing, I'll get off the bus.
No. I'm just a kid. I mean, they should have arrested me. One of my best friends, Zeke Campbell, Pete Maravich, came into town and was unbelievable. And he came out of the side door. They had just played against Nate Archibald in the Cincinnati Royals. And Pete came out, and he was such a big deal at the time. And I got his autograph. He signed Pistol. But my friend Zeke Campbell grabbed his hair.
That's nuts.
He had strands of Pete Maravich's hair in his hand. And I go, what were you thinking? He goes, he grabbed Pete Maravich's hair.
That's like a felony or something. You could totally get arrested for that, I would think.
And that seems unnecessary. I mean, there's no reason to do that.
It was a little bit aggressive there. Let's see. Thanks for the theme songs. That was fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. Marvin's cookout playlist. For the cookout that apparently is not going to happen, as Marvin told me yesterday, that your grandmother doesn't want to see me.
Well, not just you. Really anyone. So it's not you.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Just a couple. 1981, the All-Star Game was postponed because of a 33-day player strike. The game was played on August 9th. 1969, President Nixon signed a baseball from the Hall of Fame that had the signatures of 9 other previous U.S. presidents.
Mm-hmm. 2015, on this date, Mike Trout led off the All-Star Game with a home run. And he was the MVP. He was MVP, I think, 2 years in a row. All-Star Game. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Marvin is content having one child. What if he had another and didn't like him or her? That would be a problem.
Seton O'Connor.
Most people would rather have no kids than 10 kids.
Marvin.
You're not a hoarder. You're a broadcaster.
Yeah, I'm a collector. Paulie.
Phil Rivers, not a quitter.
What We Learned brought to you by Kings Hawaiian. Sliding into the weekend, Slider Sunday. Our partners, Kings Hawaiian. Go to kingshawaiian.com for recipe inspirations and make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for your support in making us able to do this for a living. Pretty remarkable. We'll talk to you Monday. Oh, one more item before we send you into the weekend. If you're thinking about playing golf, thinking about maybe changing your clubs. Well, how about this, PXG? I did it. PXG.com. You can go there or you can call 844-PLAY-PXG to schedule your fitting and unlock the ultimate golf experience. If you're serious about getting better, you're serious about having fun, PXG offering a fantastic summer deal. For a limited time only, schedule your fitting now and enjoy a whopping 75% off. 75% off fittings throughout the end of this month. So don't miss out. The incredible opportunity. It doesn't happen often. It may not happen again. Custom fitting makes the difference. You enjoy your time with the PXG folks, and I'm looking forward to getting the Danettes some clubs getting fitted. Maybe the Manchester, Connecticut PXG location. Go PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. Schedule your fitting. Take advantage of that 75% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.